We love kids' books. I mean, there's been so many that have inspired all of us to pick up the mantle to read. But when it does involve stuff around the farm, it's also good for kids to realise that, you know, the good old tractor maybe can talk to them and come to life, like Thomas the Tank Engine.
Absolutely.
And a Kenilworth mum, Courtney Johnston, joins us. She's a first-time author. She's got a little book about a tractor called Rusty. Courtney, welcome.
Good morning, guys. Thanks for having me.
You are so welcome. We absolutely love kids' books, and both of us just feel like there's such an important part in kids' learning and also family togetherness. I absolutely cannot speak highly enough of reading to your kids.
Yeah, absolutely.
Tell us about Rusty, Courtney. Is he a tractor that lives on your farm? Did you sort of gaze at this thing every day and thought there's a book in that? How did it come about?
Absolutely. This tractor first belonged to my husband's grandfather and then got passed down to one of his kids and then got passed down to us. And it's about 70 years old, and it's an old John Deere, but it's so gorgeous. It's got so much character. It literally looks like it should be in a museum. it needed to be a character in a book because it just has so much character. It doesn't look like your ordinary tractor. So, yeah, I just thought one day, maybe I'll try my hand at writing a book, and it did, and I was really, really fortunate to be able to have this adventure out of it.
And so was he always called Rusty?
No, he's just very rusty.
And does,
hence the name.
Rusty the tractor. And does Rusty have any mates on the farm that are also going to be turned into books?
Oh, hopefully there's a few books in the works. One about a beautiful cow that I read, a couple about some chickens. But, you know, the farm is so full of life, and there's literally endless stories that I could write, especially seeing the farm, you know, through the eyes of my children. It's just so magical and full of adventure. So I'm the luckiest writer in the world. I've got so much to play off every day.
Courtney, how does a mum on a dairy farm get time to write a book?
Well, I've got nap times. My two little ones are 1 and 2, so they're really close together. So they're napping at the same time at the moment, which has been a huge blessing. So I get about an hour every day to myself, and that's been when I've been able to write and do all this stuff. So, yeah, it's been a great blessing.
You know what I'd love to see you do, Courtney? Here's just a little bit of, I don't know, potentially some inspiration. I think the city kids need a book about the farm kids and all the work they do on the farm. Because I think our suburban city kids have got no idea. They whinge about taking the rubbish out, whinge about making their bed. I always say to my kids, you guys have got no idea there's kids on farms that are up milking cows and la, 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 la.
All right, it's on the list.
Thank you.
The next one I'll write, I promise.
Thank you.
I can give you credit in the book too.
There you go. Rusty the Tractor Who Never Gives Up. Now, it's officially been launched as of 5 or 6 days ago. Where can people get hold of it, Court?
Yes, yeah, so bookshops all around Australia. And if it's not in those bookshops, you can ask them to buy it in for you. You can also get it online at Booktopia, Amazon. Angus and Roberts are also selling it online. Just type the name of the book into Google and then it'll come up where you can buy it.
All right, Courtney, thank you so much. The inspiration just keeps pushing me to, I want to read more of your stuff, so don't stop now, okay?
Absolutely.
Well, thank you very much.
You are so welcome. And let's give a shout-out to your wonderful illustrator, Alyssa Hallett, as well, for
she's
her
amazing.
Gorgeous pictures. Yeah.
Yes, full of colour and life. She's so talented. I'm very lucky to have her in the book.
All right, Courtney, thank you so much for joining us this morning. Check it out, Rusty the Tractor Who Never Gives Up.
That's it.
Courtney's from Kenilworth and working on a farm and also putting together such a beautiful operation. Go and have a look at it. Hey, I was thinking, Zing Family, 1300 891 929, kids' books,
yep.
So important. I mean, I read to my kids for ages when they were young, and now they're good readers. They sort of suck up everything they can. They're great conversationalists. There must be a book from your childhood that's made its impression on you or made its mark on you. Which is that book? I want to know, because I bet you I've missed out on it. I mean, for me it was Famous Five, The Secret Seven from Enid Blyton.
With Julian, Dick and Anne, George and Timmy the dog.
Exactly. Is there a book that's inspired you? What is the inspirational kids book that's got you going? Laurie, do you want to share a book that's helped you?
Oh, it didn't change my life, but it might change lots of kids in the future. Captain Vax.
Captain Vax, have you written this book?
No, I just thought about it.
Yeah.
Oh, you haven't read it. This is one you've come up with. Okay.
Yeah, I just come up with the idea of it.
Good
Captain
on you.
Vat.
So yeah, good on you.
Teaching kids about the microbe world, the nasties and the things that could infect them and hurt them and how there is a way to avoid it. Very pertinent.
You're onto something there.
I reckon
there.
You could get on. Yes, get onto this, Laurie. You're sitting on a gold mine.
Have you got a laptop and a printer at home?
No.
Okay, right. Well, go to the library, start bashing out a few words, mate, and you can print it out and self-publish. I mean, this is, you know, this the Courtney girl's done the same thing with her book. But, mate, I love your idea, Laurie.
Captain Vax. Yeah.
Captain Vax, I know. I'm thinking about it. I think you're on to a winner.
Are you?
If you don't do it, one of the other Zinc family members is going to do it.
Oh, that's good. Just put me in the credits. That'll do.
All right.
Thanks, Laurie.